good morning, Dada. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. military struck three nuclear sites in Iran, but new reports say Iran has retaliated. Reports are that at least 16 people are wounded across Israel. Several missile impacts were reported after Israel's military says Iran fired a fresh wave of missiles and urged people to take shelter. President Donald Trump called the U.S. attack on Iran a, quote, spectacular military success.
President Trump made the announcement in a brief address to the nation.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
The president says this direct U.S. action joining Israel may be the end or just the start.
There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
Iran's foreign minister called the U.S. action a grave violation of the U.N. Charter and said Iran reserves all options to defend its sovereignty, interest, and people. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The BBC's Chris Barrow has more on Iran's latest attack on Israel.
Sirens have sounded in several areas across Israel as the military says it's identified missiles being launched from Iran towards its territory. The Israeli military said its defense systems are operating to intercept the threats, but the public have been advised to take shelter until further notice. There have been reports of explosions heard over Tel Aviv and interceptions seen in the sky above Jerusalem.
And now to a weather alert. More than half of the population here in the U.S. faces potentially dangerous conditions from Denver to D.C. CBS's Ali Bauman.
Extreme heat for tens of millions from the Midwest to the East Coast.
I hope my AC stays intact.
It's one of the most expansive heat alerts ever. Big cities like New York will bear the brunt.
This is not your run-of-the-mill hot summer week. This is so unusual for all of us.
Three people are dead and severe weather hit rural community of Enderlin, North Dakota, late Friday. Cass County Sheriff Jess Johnner spoke about the damage to the home where the two victims were found.
The storm was still active when they responded, and it was very dangerous. And to come across a scene of people that they are familiar with is a difficult situation, especially when we have loss of life.
An American TikToker named Ian Anderson amassed a following from biking across continents. He ran into trouble in Egypt and bad weather in Australia. His latest stop, Iran. He was on a 29-day trek through the country when Israeli forces began a preemptive strike close to where he was. Anderson said if it was not for his Iranian guide, he would not have made it out alive. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and
increasing food prices have more Americans struggling.
Many of the nation's food banks are struggling to meet demand as more and more Americans become food insecure. Arnette Hacker is with the Food Bank of Iowa.
Based on what we're seeing, we're heading into times that may well be tougher than COVID was for food banks.
Food banks have seen huge Trump administration funding cuts to USDA programs that help supply the agencies with food.
The only way to make up a shortfall of USDA food is to go purchase more. And the only way we can purchase food is through donations.
Nearly 400,000 Iowa families don't have enough food to eat, according to a new study. That includes one in every six children in Iowa. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Time to change your password. 16 billion login credentials for Google, Facebook, and Apple have been leaked. That's double the amount of people on Earth, which means more than one account per person was compromised. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Extreme heat warning through the weekend. A low only in the upper 70s tonight and mostly clear. Hot, humid, hazy for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 90s. Heat index triple digits. Some storms on Monday. Staying hot with highs in the mid 90s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
WRJN. He's a real nowhere man. Sitting in his nowhere.
Like you and me. Nowhere man, please listen.
to the Wingspread Kaufman Center. Local news and timeless hits.
I want.
But little does she know that when she left.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Keep going.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I'd confide. For you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
this smile, you know things are just getting worse. In this smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Say that you wanna be free, but winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hand. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I look at the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so
me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little
what I say.
American woman, said get away. American woman, listen what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now woman, get away from me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. military struck three sites in Iran, but new reports say Iran has retaliated. Israel's military says Iran fired a fresh wave of missiles towards the country and urged people to take shelter. But according to the Israeli Defense Forces, they have begun a series of strikes towards military targets in western Iran. The president addressed the nation Saturday from the White House, calling the U.S. attacks a military success.
The U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordow, Natanz, and Esfahan.
Here's more on the U.S. attacks.
House Speaker Mike Johnson posted on X saying, quote, "The president's decisive action prevents the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, which chants death to America, from obtaining the most lethal weapon on the planet."